Hello, Audio Candy. So today I'm going to be answering the first times questionnaire. So let's get started. Okay, talk about your first crush. Okay, well, first off, I have a little bit of a confession for those of you who have been listening to my post for a while. In my Something Always Brings Me Back to You post, the one that was like where I sang Gravity at the end, that was kind of based off of my real elementary school sweetheart, except that it was just an elementary school, and then after that we weren't sweethearts anymore. But our origin story and all of the elementary school stories in that post were very true, and it was really fun for me to make that and relive all that just because it was so fun. So yeah, that was my first crush. His name was Chris. So what was true from that post that's worth mentioning here is that I saw him for the first time in second grade. I noticed that he looked like a caterpillar. He had kind of a strange gait, and he was very unkempt, kind of. His hair was all messed up, and like his pants were sagging as much as they could at like a private Catholic school. And I kind of developed my crush for him in fifth grade because we sat together at lunch. He was very, very funny. He was very good at talking. He was very creative for his age. And his older sister and my older sister were actually like really good friends. So we saw each other a lot whenever they would see each other. And of course, they wanted us to be together so that they could be sisters because that's what kids do. And also all the little stories in that post about all of our classmates trying to get us together and stuff. Those were true. Painfully true. So yeah, that was my first crush, Chris. Alright, number two. The first time you were asked out or asked someone out. I was asked out in eighth grade by a boy named Brennan, and he took me to New Orleans with his family. During the holiday season. It was before Christmas. I can't remember how long before Christmas, but either way, it was all lit up, and they had Christmas trees out and decorations everywhere, and everything was very, very festive, and it was all just really gorgeous, and we were, like, holding hands under the trees that were forming an archway above us, and it was so romantic. So yeah, he asked me out, and then that relationship didn't really progress anywhere because we actually went with his family, and I honestly thought that his family was kind of strange. They made me uncomfortable. So when he asked me out again a few weeks later, I politely turned him down. Alright, number three. The first time you experienced what you would consider real fear. Okay, this one's interesting. I believe I was in third or fourth grade. I think it was third grade. Me and my dad and my sister took a trip to islands off of the Gulf Coast. We literally got in a boat with, like, a tent, some food, supplies, like, fishing poles, things like that. And we just rowed out until we found some islands. And we made camp. And we decided to live there for a week. So we did that. It was very buggy, there were lots of sand flies. But the scary part was that there was this little divide in the middle of the island where the Gulf water would kind of flow through really, really quickly, like a very tiny river, maybe about 10 feet wide. And we would kind of, you know, not really go swimming in the river because it was shallow. The water probably went about up to our waist, but we would, you know, go walk in there, and it was fun because the water would like push against you extremely hard because it was this one little passageway in the middle of this small island in the middle of the Gulf. So the water was traveling through very, very quickly. So one day me and my sister were playing in that little channel while my dad was a little bit away. He was looking for food or something, for clams. And so we were playing, and we got sucked down by the sand. It wasn't like, I still don't understand what it was. Under the water, usually the sand was pretty sturdy before, but we stepped on this patch where it was just like, it just like squished under us, and I fell in first. I stepped on the sand, and I couldn't see it because the water was pretty black. It was like ocean water, and I stepped on it, and I just sunk like up to my knees in this stuff, which meant that my head was almost under the water. And my sister caught me, and she was trying to pull me up, but there was like a suction down there, so it was really, really hard. And then she kind of fell in too, and then we were like screaming for my dad to come save us. He eventually did. He came, and he picked us up, and it took a lot of strength from him. He had to pick us both up, because if either of us let go of the other, then the other one would have sunk down. So he had to pick us both up. He was standing on the edge of the channel, and he hurled us up with his arms, but both of my shoes fell down. But they didn't, like, fall off. They were, like, stuck. They never came out of the trap, and I always remember those sandals for some reason. Like, it's proof that there was a real creepy hole of death in the middle of this channel, and they're somewhere in Tartarus right now without their owner. But yeah, that was the first time I experienced real fear, I think, just because I had no idea what was going on, and I was scared out of my mind, and then my sister was scared out of her mind, and we were just helpless, completely, completely helpless. So yes, that was the first time I experienced real fear. Number four, the first time you saw your favorite movie. Ugh, that one's hard. I feel like favorite movie ones are always hard because I don't really have a favorite movie. But there are definitely a lot of movies that I really love. I think I'm going to have to go with saying that Hayao Miyazaki's Kiki's Delivery Service is my favorite movie. Not necessarily because it's the best movie or even one of his best movies, but because I saw it when I was really, really little, and it introduced me to all the Hayao Miyazaki films, and pretty much every time I watch it, it just makes me feel good. It's such a feel-good movie. So happy. And I saw that one for the first time when I was very young, maybe only two or three, and I kind of grew up with it, and it just makes me happy. So yeah, that was the first time I saw that one. Number five, the first time you watched porn / saw something pornographic. This one's pretty awkward. This one's really, really awkward, actually. But I actually stumbled upon my father's porn magazine collection one day. I was looking for movies. I'm pretty sure I was actually looking for, like, my Sailor Moon videos, and I found his magazine collection way in the back of this cabinet, and I didn't really understand what it was at first. I was like, it's like normal magazines, except they're not really wearing clothes. So yeah, I guess that's the first time I saw something pornographic. The first time I saw something pornographic and comprehended that that's what it was not actually like videos or photos. It was erotic literature that I found on Tumblr by accident. It was like a fan fiction type thing about... This is so embarrassing. This is so... It's a fan fiction, a very graphic fan fiction about Percy Jackson and the Olympians. And that's really all you guys need to know about that. I unfollowed that person because I wasn't very into thinking about the characters from that book in that way. But yeah, that was the first time I read porn. And I did read it. I'm slightly ashamed of saying that I did actually read all of it. So that's it for this questionnaire. Thanks for listening, guys. All of you guys should do this because I think it'll be really, really fun, because most of these are like story prompts, you know, they're not just yes or no questions or, you know, saying a little bit of a thing about yourself. They're stories, and I think stories make for the best listening experience, if you will. So please, please do this questionnaire, and thanks for listening. Bye, guys.